More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Today on More to Life, got guilt? Have a hard time overcoming guilt? We're going to help you learn to forgive yourself and find the healing you're longing for. 877-573-7825.
Everyone says they want to have a great marriage and family and personal life. Well, the theology of the body reveals how you can actually achieve it.
More to Life.
The happiest couples know how to say I do to each other every moment of every day.
Surprising, relevant, hopeful.
Angela, let's not just settle for stopping your son's behavior.
Exactly. Let's talk about the kind of young man you want to raise.
Practical, theology of the body-based answers for every part of your life.
God's original blueprint didn't include depression and anxiety.
Yeah, that's a human invention. God wants to set you free. Let's talk about making that happen.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to Life.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
And I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, our show is titled Got Guilt, as we look at the challenge of unhealthy guilt. You know, there is such a thing as healthy guilt, and it actually is a good thing because it helps us heal the injuries that we've caused others or ourselves or our relationship with God. But there is also a kind of unhealthy guilt that causes us to get stuck. And so we're asking today, are you or is someone you care about struggling with that unhealthy experience of guilt? Maybe you have a hard time not beating yourself up for past mistakes, or even accepting that you've been forgiven by God or others. Maybe you tend to feel guilty when others are upset with you, even when you haven't done anything wrong. And when you do something wrong, maybe you have a hard time changing because you feel stuck in how bad you feel about it, but you're not able to do anything about it. Well, whatever the situation is, we want to help you break the chains of scruples, which is what unhealthy guilt is called, and experience the love, mercy, freedom, and healing that God has in store for you. The number, 877-573-7825. Again, that number is 877-573-7825.
Well, as with any topic we discuss here on More to Life, there's the big and the smaller, right? And so, yes, if you're dealing with the guilt of a traumatic event in your life, of feeling like, yeah, if I hadn't done this, everything else would be better. Or, yeah, I've moved on with my life, but I can't quite get over this portion of what went wrong in my past. We are here to help you work that out with really practical steps today. Because often, you know, a lot of people might be saying, well, you're not the confessional. You can't do anything for my guilt. Well, by all means, if you haven't gone to the sacrament of reconciliation, go. But a lot of us walk out of there, and 5 seconds later, we take all our guilt back because we just do. Satan wants us to. He doesn't want us to be caught up in the grace of God. He wants us to be caught up in our own negative thinking about what we've done and what we should have done. But there's also what I'd say is more day-to-day guilt, which I think a lot of us are really plagued by. You know, parents go through an awful lot of parental guilt. Oh, I did this for this kid, but I didn't do it for that kid, so now that kid's making me feel guilty because I like that kid better than this kid, and just that kind of thing. Or I work so much, but I have to work so much because I have to provide for my kids, but I'm not spending enough time with my kids or my spouse.
And when I'm at work, I feel guilty that I'm not at home, and when I'm at home, I feel guilty that I'm not doing the work that I'm piling up as I'm sitting at home with my kids. You know, there's just so much opportunity for guilt.
There's so much. You know, the basic everyday of, I got all of this stuff on my to-do list done, but I turn around and I see that I missed a spot in the bathroom or the toilet could use a little cleaning out, and I haven't done that, so I'm not as good as I thought I was. And so we pile guilt upon ourselves. That friend that we haven't gotten in touch with in a really long time, but we really miss. Then we don't just miss our friend, we feel guilty for not being in touch with our friend. And the problem is that society gives us this really gigantic lie. They use two words. Catholic guilt. You don't buy into that lie. If there's one thing we're going to say, there's no such thing as Catholic guilt. We're the ones who invented the sacrament of reconciliation. We're the ones who were given real relationship with the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ in the Eucharist. We're not about holding on to Catholic guilt and carrying it around in a sack like Santa on Christmas Eve. We're about redemption. We're about reconciliation. We're about taking those moments where the Holy Spirit prompts us and says, something's a little off here. You may need to, like, reconcile this with God or with other people, and doing something about it so we can enter in to the cleansing, the redemption, and the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Not about carrying it around. That's some stand-up comedy phrase that's been thrown around that we as Catholics believe make us better Catholics. I'll be a better Catholic mom if I feel guilty about all the things that I didn't do, instead of looking at all the graces God's given me to do my momming in the first place. Or on and on and on. There's a big difference about what the Church really teaches about guilt and what society tells us guilt, and especially Catholic guilt, is all about.
Well, let's talk to that. You know, what is the difference between a healthy sense of guilt and this unhealthy, neurotic guilt that is called scruples?
Exactly, because if we look at St. John Paul II's Theology of the Body, which is something we do here every day on More to Life, we see that it reminds us that in all things, great and small, as I was talking about, God is calling us into a deeper union with Him. Rather than being something to avoid altogether, healthy guilt is God's way of letting us know we've done something to remove ourselves from His grace. Like, let's say that again. Not God's way of telling us we did something wrong. No, God's way of reminding us that we've done something to remove ourselves from His abundant grace. It's really meant to be an early warning signal that alerts us to a problem and then points us back to practical ways we can restore our connection with God and the other people in our lives. But as with all our feelings, Satan sometimes twists healthy guilt into something else.
And if our experience of guilt doesn't point us to a clear way back to healing the injury that was caused or restoring communion with God or others, it isn't actually guilt at all. It's scruples. Now, some of you may be familiar with the word scruples and recognize that most commonly use it as the description for that tendency to go back to confession and confess the same sins over and over again because you're afraid you weren't forgiven the first time. It is that, but it's also, just in general, the unhealthy, neurotic sense of guilt that makes it difficult to forgive ourselves, to let go of mistakes, or to accept the love and forgiveness of God or other people in our lives. Scruples are, in essence, neurotic guilt that offers no path to healing, but simply causes us to turn in on ourselves and sit in our brokenness. Guilt, like all of our emotions, can be a gift, but only if we embrace those experiences of guilt that are healthy, because they give us a clear way forward to repair the connections we might have damaged with God or others. Scruples, which, frankly, Catholics, that's what Catholic, quote-unquote Catholic guilt is not healthy, it's not Catholic, it's not what God wants for you, and it's time to break free of those chains. So let's talk it out here. Are you, or is someone you care about, struggling with this kind of unhealthy guilt we're discussing here, on any level? Whether it's just that feeling that I'm never enough, and I can never do enough or be enough, or something specific that you beat yourself up about, whether that's past mistakes or sins, the struggle to accept that you've been forgiven by God or others, the tendency to replay past mistakes or faux pas even, or that tendency to feel guilty when others are upset with you, even when you haven't done anything wrong, right? Or when you do something wrong, maybe you have a hard time changing what you do because you get stuck in how bad you feel about it. So you just keep doing that thing over and over again and criticizing yourself for doing it. And like, what's wrong with me that I can't change this? Well, what's wrong is that you're so mired in that guilt and beating up on yourself that you don't have the energy to put behind making real change. And that's exactly what Satan wants. So let's break free of those chains of unhealthy guilt and scruples, so that you can experience the love, mercy, freedom, forgiveness, and healing that God has in his heart for you. The number, 877-573-7825. Again, that number is 877-573-7825.
You know, I know every single person who's listening to this show, because you've chosen to listen to Catholic Radio today, wants to lean in to their relationship with God. They're hearing a prompting to lean into their relationship with God. That's why you're listening today. We want to worship God. We want to give God glory. But when we allow ourselves to be gnawed at by this unhealthy guilt that doesn't move us closer to God, doesn't move us into a place of accepting his grace, we're actually allowing our minds to whirl in circles and end up worshiping Satan more than we worship God. And that sounds really intense, but I'm calling myself out on it too. Every single one of us who gets caught up in the, I can't change this. Oh, I feel so terrible. If I just feel more terrible, then somehow that'll make it all right. We're not leaning into, God, help me to do better. God, give me your grace and mercy and show me how to fix this. We're leaning into that lie that Satan just keeps telling us. And that gives our attention to Satan instead of our attention to God. But it's a hard thing to fix when we've developed those thinking patterns. We're here today to help you fix that so you can give God the glory in your life and know his peace instead of the guilt that Satan's throwing at you that doesn't lead you closer to God. 877-573-7825.
877-573-7825. Most of the advice we're giving for today's program comes from my book, Broken Gods, Hope, Healing, and the Seven Longings of the Human Heart. It's a book all about letting go of unhealthy guilt and allowing the love and mercy of Jesus Christ to transform us from the inside out. If there are parts of yourself that you can't stand and you wish you could just get rid of, this book is all about healing that relationship with ourselves so that God can love us into the whole, healed, godly, grace-filled people we were created to be. The book again, Broken Gods, Hope, Healing, and the Seven Longings of the Human Heart, available at CatholicCounselors.com or wherever books are sold.
And if you want to start that healing right now, well, then give us a call at 877-573-7825.
Let's take our concerns to the Lord, and we'll start taking your calls. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we come before you broken and struggling and looking at all the things in our life that aren't going the way we wish they would. And we reflect on the fact that you tell us that there is no condemnation for those who dwell in you. But we do feel condemned a lot of the time, both because of the things we've done and our own thoughts and the other people in our lives. And so, Lord, we bring to you that guilt. And we ask you to embrace those healthy experiences of guilt that don't just convict us, but primarily point us to positive steps we can take to heal the damage that we've done to our relationship with you and with others. But Lord, we also ask you for the grace to reject unhealthy guilt that holds us back from your forgiveness, from your love, from your mercy, and from the freedom that you want your children to live in. Help us, Lord, to allow you to transform us from the inside out with your love and our grace and your grace, and give up our tendency to try to flog ourselves into perfection. We ask all of this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in the name of the Father,
and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on Mortal Life, the show is titled Got Guilt. If you have a hard time overcoming guilt of any kind, we want to help you point yourself toward the healing that God has for you, whether that's healing the relationships that might have been damaged by the things that you've done or whatever. You know, if we embrace that healthy experience of guilt, yes, we experience a sense of conviction. But right on the heels of that comes quickly, and here's what I need you to do about it, right? The Holy Spirit says, okay, Greg, you kind of messed this up. Here's what I need you to do about it to fix it. So the focus is on identifying responses, healthy, godly, graceful responses to the things that I might have done to hurt God or hurt the people in my life. Unhealthy guilt causes me to be stuck in it and just turn over and over on myself. I'm not enough. I'm never going to be enough. I can't do the right thing. What's wrong with me? How come I can't change? And all that energy just sucks up all of my time and my effort, because it prevents me from being able to do anything productive, which is exactly what Satan wants. Let's talk about how to break free of that trap. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk with our first caller today, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Arkansas on Sirius XM 130.
Hey, listener, welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
I just wanted to thank you for your message today, because it's very timely in my own life, and I just wanted to...
Would you be willing to share a little bit about why it's so timely for you?
Well, there was a really big sin that was committed, and it was during a time where I probably was actually a little less culpable than I would have been otherwise. And so I'm feeling a lot of guilt about that, and it seems like lately I've been getting little drips and drops of mercy, you know, messages from God encouraging me to, you know, move past that and lean into His grace more.
So. That's wonderful.
Well, I think this is a lot bigger than a drip or a drab. I'm going to say that right now, because you said you thanked us, right? But I said this, you know, we were a couple of weeks ago at the Ave Maria Radio 25th Anniversary Fun Fest. We were celebrating 25 years of Catholic radio at Ave Maria Radio in Michigan. And we had a panel discussion. And one of the questions from one of the people who was at the panel discussion led to the question of, well, how do you know when you're listening to all this Catholic radio, like, who's right, right? You know, who, like, what's the thing you should be listening to if you're listening to, like, 8 different shows a day? And I said, look, it's not about what one person says or the other person says. When somebody tunes into one of our shows and it connects, that's not us, that's the Holy Spirit. And I'm telling you right now, if God has been working in your life where you're picking up little bits here and there, He's giving you, you know, as much as you'll take in that moment. But I think today that you tuned in to More to Life right now and heard this message and it connected with you, He's trying to turn on the fire hose and say, it's time to accept My love and mercy. It's time to let go of your guilt. You've gone to, you know, you've gone to confession. You've done all these things. And now it's time to accept that I love you and I have mercy for you and I want to cleanse you and move you on from this in My grace.
God really does love you, and whatever sins you might have committed in the past, He has released you from those things. Of course, I want to make sure that you've gone to confession for that and received that sacramental grace. If you haven't, please go. But if you have, accept that forgiveness that God is giving you. And I want you, and this is advice I'm going to be repeating probably several times in the course of this program, every day I want you to write down, I want you to keep a journal of the things that God does to bless you. Now, I don't mean just big things. I mean anything that goes right is a gift from God. Now, you might say, well, what is that? What about the wrong stuff? Doesn't that come from God too? Well, no, actually, because we live in a broken, fallen, sinful world that has removed itself from God, and God is working through the sacraments and through us to rebuild His kingdom. So what that means is that chaos and suffering is the norm, but God is bringing order and beauty and good out of all of that. And so anything good that happens is because God made it happen. It wasn't just luck or good, you know, good moment or whatever. It was God saying, I love you. I love you enough to bring peace out of the pain and order out of the chaos and a little bit of joy out of all the misery that we live in. So I want you to write down every day all the little things that go right. And then I want you to read them back and say, Lord, I praise you for this blessing. I praise you for this blessing. I praise you. And go down the list. As it's not just a gratitude journal. It is that, but it's more than that. It's recognizing that each one of those little things is a way of God giving you a hug and saying, I love you, I forgive you, you are my beautiful and precious daughter. Please know that, and come to me and let me love you and help you be the whole, healed, godly, grace-filled woman that I created you to be. I want you to write those things down every day and praise God for them and recognize them as the gifts of love that they are, and know that God has forgiven you and wants you to be whole and wants you to be close to him and wants you to receive that love. Thank you for the call. If you'd like to follow up, we talk about all of this and more in my book, Broken Gods, Hope, Healing, and the Seven Longings of the Human Heart. You can pick that up at CatholicCounselors.com or wherever books are sold. I think these suggestions will get you started. But Broken Gods, Hope, Healing, and the Seven Longings of the Human Heart can give you additional suggestions to build on what we talked about today. Thank you so much for the call. And if there's more we can do to support you, don't hesitate to reach out to us again here on the show. 877-573-7825. When we come back, in addition to taking your calls, we'll be joined by Tim and Sue Muldoon, who'll be sharing additional insights on how we can use both spiritual and psychological resources to overcome this neurotic, unhealthy guilt that we call scruples. Stick around for that and a whole lot more when More to Life continues after the break.
Brought to you by the nonprofit Seton Home Study.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Ray Guarendi here. You thinking about homeschooling? Seton Homeschooling, 35 years of experience, pre-K through high school. They provide the books, the lesson plans, the counselors, the grading services, the tests. That's right. Well, my wife used Seton, some of our children. And I will tell you this, two of them got perfect ACT scores in verbal. And overall, the Seton students scored more than 100 points above average on the SAT, 27% higher on English and reading. It is a rigorous program. At least now, 1.3 million students are homeschooled. You want to give the very best to your kids? Trust me on this one. Go with Seton. It is a beautifully rigorous academic program. Go to setonhome.org. setonhome.org.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria Mutual Funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria Mutual Funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria Mutual Funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
This program is brought to you in part by Charity Mobile, a proud partner of Ave Maria Radio for over 15 years. Charity Mobile is the pro-life cell phone company and has sent nearly $2 million to thousands of pro-life charities. 4G LTE coverage is available nationwide, and 5% of your monthly plan price goes to your favorite pro-life charity. A video introduction is available at CharityMobile.com. Charity Mobile, everyday living, effortless giving. CharityMobile.com.
Welcome back. We're so glad to have you with us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Today's show is titled Got Guilt, as we talk about overcoming unhealthy guilt. And theologian Tim Muldoon and his wife, pastoral counselor Sue Muldoon, are joining us right now to share some insights from both our spiritual tradition and good psychology to help break free of unhealthy guilt. Hey, folks, welcome to More to Life.
Good to be here.
Good morning.
Tim, I want to start with you. What are some insights from our spiritual tradition that can help us overcome that unhealthy guilt that we've been talking about?
Yeah, well, and this is something, obviously, Greg, that you know about, and Lisa, too, that scrupulosity is something that we see the saints wrestling with. I think of it almost as the enemy's jujitsu, that we are seeking holiness, we are seeking to grow in our relationship with God. And in doing so, we become aware of our sin. And so what the enemy does is say, kind of amplifies that dynamic and say, oh, yeah, you're sinful. And look how sinful. And look how really, really sinful you are. And so it becomes this kind of feedback loop of us almost hyper-focusing on our sinfulness rather than on God's grace, which heals us.
And so what are some things we can do to overcome that, I think, very natural tendency to focus on our brokenness instead of on God's love and healing?
One of the things that I always ask people to do is to image how what we're feeling about guilt is causing us to move. How are we moving in response to it? Because healthy guilt gives us something that we can do to act. We can seek reconciliation. We can know that we need to go to God in the sacraments. We can pray for the person. We can work to improve those things that are causing us to feel guilty. If we're not able to move in response, that it keeps us stuck, it keeps us feeling like we can't move closer to God, we can't move closer in reconciliation to the person, there's no action we can do to be improving whatever it is that is making us feel guilty, then that leads us to realize that it's unhealthy. So we don't want to be stuck, because God wants us to be moving in relationship with Him, moving in relationship with others, moving toward growing.
I think we only have to look at Scripture to see how Jesus handled people who He forgave. Mm-hmm. It was always, go and sin no more. Pick up your mat and go and sin. It was always an action. It was always, you can go on from and move away from this.
Yeah, it was never, I forgive you, but sit here for at least an hour and think about how miserable you are.
Yeah, it was always this freedom, this healing that allowed that positive movement in people's lives. And I can guarantee each listener, there's no one of you that's an exception to that, where he's like, no, just sit there and rot. That's not what Jesus does. He brings healing and positive movement. I think you guys have really hit Amen. That so well.
Guys, thank you so much for sharing those insights with us. I think it's really illuminating for a lot of listeners to know that it isn't a particular Catholic tradition to hold on to guilt, and there are good ways to respond to guilt in healthy ways that lead us to Christ. Tim and Sue Muldoon, thank you for being with us. And if folks would like to learn more about Sue's work in particular, she is a pastoral counselor with CatholicCounselors.com. You can check out more about her there at our website, CatholicCounselors.com. We are getting to break, but as we come back, we will be taking more of your calls about overcoming unhealthy guilt and having a healthier relationship with guilt in general. The number 877-573-7825. We'll be back with your calls right after this.
Father Benedict Groeschel.
I love reverence. Wherever I go in the world, I usually go to visit the religious buildings. And no matter what I see reverence. Awe. I've been in temples and mosques where I saw more reverence and awe of God than I see in Christian churches, even sometimes in Catholic churches. Oh yes, let me say it. When I was a boy, Catholics were much more reverent and respectful in church. You never, ever spoke in church. I was a young priest. A man had a heart attack at the beginning of Mass. I stopped the Mass. We prayed for the man. While the police were coming, the ambulance, they removed him from the church. He didn't die. Not one word was spoken. The police officers and the ambulance attendants who came whispered respect. I wish it were true today.
EWTN. Live truth. Live Catholic.
Christianity never saw itself as the fulfillment of a political process or a military process. Christianity was always bearing witness to a kingdom ultimately not of this world. The Church teaches in Catechism of the Catholic Church that the kingdom of God lies ahead of us. It is brought near in the Word incarnate. It is proclaimed throughout the whole gospel, and it has come in Christ's death and resurrection. The kingdom of God has been coming since the Last Supper, and in the Eucharist, it is in our midst. The kingdom will come in glory when Christ hands it over to His Father. What this tells us is that we are working for a kingdom. For us, the kingdom of heaven is synonymous with the kingdom of God. His kingdom is to be established by virtue of our union with Him.
Cresta in the Afternoon with Al Cresta. 4 Eastern on EWTN Radio.
Hi, this is Dr. Greg Popchak. One of the best things you can do for your marriage is to learn your spouse's love style, the style that your spouse likes to give and receive love in. People with a visual love style need to see that you love them. Tangible tokens of affection, such as flowers and gifts, mean the world to them because they can see the thought you put into them. People with an auditory love style love to feel through their ears. They love to have long conversations, hearing I love you and hearing praises. Finally, people with a kinesthetic or touch-oriented love style need to feel how much you love them through affection and acts of service. Just being there is very important to this type of person. Which love style best fits you? which best fits your spouse. Today, take the time to think of how your spouse will best receive love from you, and then act on that. For more on maintaining a happy, healthy, lifelong marriage, visit moretoliferadio.com.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popcheck.
I'm Dr. Greg Popcheck. Today's show is titled Got Guilt, as we talk about how to overcome unhealthy guilt, what we know as scrupulosity, that tendency to feel bad when we don't have any cause to. Or if we have done something wrong, then instead of applying ourselves to fixing the damage, we sit and we wallow in the pain, and instead of receiving God's mercy and forgiveness and grace to heal those relationships. If you find yourself stuck in that unhealthy place of, well, scrupulosity and unhealthy guilt, or if someone you care about is in that place, let's talk about it. 877-573-7825. One of the things that we are encountering more and more in our practice and on the show is the guilt that people who are struggling with pornography and other serious sexual sins are reporting. And it's easy to get stuck in that cycle where one beats oneself up and says, why can't I stop this? What's wrong with me? How come I keep doing this? Well, we have a new program at CatholicCounselors.com called Connected, which is a program to help people recover from pornography and connect with God's grace and real love and God's plan of love for their lives. If you or someone you love is struggling with pornography and other sexual sins, check out our program Connected at CatholicCounselors.com. It is a group online healing program to help you recover from pornography and connect with God's grace and the love that God has for you. Check it out. With that, we are taking your calls about guilt in general and unhealthy guilt in particular, that experience of scrupulosity that keeps us back from God's love, grace, healing, freedom, and forgiveness. 877-573-7825 is the number. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Maria, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Louisiana.
Hey, Maria. Listen on Catholic Community Radio. What's up?
As a cradle Catholic, I just wanted to say thanks to you guys. You reminded me that to let go of guilt after I've made amends, because when I do not let go of that guilt, I'm giving tribute to Satan, and it was like a light bulb came on, because I have been praying more. I find myself sleeping better at night, and every day I do battle, but I'm allowing God to battle for me. I'm letting more of that guilt away. So thank you for reminding me of something so simple and basic. Anyway, that's basically what I want to say.
Oh, Maria, you know, praise be to God. And I will say that we say stuff. And we pray before every show. We pray during every show with all of you. And if the Holy Spirit makes that connection, that's what gives glory to God. And I have to say, wow, like, again, we were talking to the caller before you. There are moments where God's giving these little hints he wants you to know, and you're testifying to that, right? You've been praying more, you've been sleeping better, you've been getting these little signs from God, and then whammo. Like, I'm sorry. The chances of somebody who needs to hear this happening, you know, this message in their life, tuning in at exactly this time, on exactly this day, if that was random chance, it would be a very tiny chance. But the Holy Spirit's not about random anything. And so for the Holy Spirit to say, Maria, you've been reaching out to me. I want you to know I'm reaching back. I want you to know my love. I want you to know my mercy. I want you to know my grace. I want you to walk in friendship and love with me every single day. I want you to be my bride because I am the bridegroom. Maria, that's what God wants you to hear today. And to be able, you know, once you are, like, you have your bridegroom, right? And you're walking that wonderful love with your bridegroom, you're not looking back over your shoulder at some guy you dated when you were like two. You know, you're moving forward with that bridegroom who loves and adores you and who you love and adore. And that's what Jesus wants for you today. That's what he wants, that love. He wants that mercy. He wants that grace. He wants that relationship with you, Maria. So I give praise to God with you that you're hearing this message.
I love that image that you just described, because it's an image I refer to in the book Broken God's Hope, Healing, and the Seven Longings of the Human Heart, where, you know, most Christians, Catholics in particular, I think, tend to see the Christian life as running from sin.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's not.
That's what the world tells us it is.
It is running into the arms of God. And what's the difference? Well, it's what you were just describing. You know, running from sin would be like running up the wedding, the aisle of the church on your wedding day, trying to run away from all the other people that you dated in the past. I mean, that doesn't make any
sense.
That's
crazy, yeah.
Right? But if you're running down the aisle because you want to meet your beloved and live in that love, that is a beautiful thing. And that is what the Christian walk is meant to be. The Christian discipleship is not about running from sin. It's running into the arms of our bridegroom who wants to heal us and love us and help us to heal so that we never want to choose anything other than his love ever again. And that is why not giving up on healthy guilt is, as Maria put it, you know, paying tribute to the devil and not God. You know, because when we just sit around and wallow in that guilt instead of saying, Lord, forgive me and show me what to do, we end up putting our sins and our brokenness on the altar and staring at that and worshiping, in effect, that, instead of putting God's love and forgiveness and his will on that altar and saying, Lord, teach me how to receive your forgiveness and love so I have the grace to change and the grace to heal myself and the people that I may have hurt. Let me live in that ability to make that positive difference you created me to make. That's what honoring God is all about.
And you know what? The church in her wisdom knows how hard this battle is. And I believe it's one of the reasons that the church encourages us to have sacramentals around us. You know, to wear that crucifix or that immaculate medal or that saint medal, to have statues of Our Lady or Saint Michael or the cross or the Holy Family in our homes. You know, some people who don't understand Catholicism have real confusion about that. But what it really is just that point of reference to bring our eyes and then our minds and souls back to who is the Lord of our lives? Who do we want to give glory to? And it reminds us, oh yeah, I'm getting caught up in that thought. I'm getting caught up in my misery. I'm getting caught up in my guilt. I'm getting caught up in my fear. But I know Jesus is near me. I know the saints and angels are praying for me. So those sacramentals are there for us spiritually, but they're also there for us psychologically to say, hey, bring your mind, your heart, your soul back to the God that loves you so much and wants to pour out his grace on you so that you can effectively move towards God's grace instead of all of this thought that leaves us in a place of not being able to move.
877-573-7825, 877-573-7825. We're talking with you today about getting past the guilt that holds us back from God's love, from his mercy, and from the grace that we need to make real change in our lives and to heal the damage that our sins have done. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Anne, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Lafayette, Louisiana.
Hi, Anne. Welcome to More to Life. What can we do for you?
Hi. I have an elderly aunt, 88 years old, who recently evacuated with Hurricane Ida in New Orleans.
Yes.
And she went with her nephew, who's her power of attorney, and his mother, who has dementia, to Florida. During that time, I made arrangements at her brother's assisted living to have her be able to get in there. And it was a God moment because they usually don't have openings. But they accepted her.
And so she's there with her brother.
She's there with her brother. So she's been there about a week. She has given my cousin and I such a guilt complex of doing this for her, saying that we don't love her. She can't believe we've done this to her. How dare we have considered moving her so far away from home that she's capable of staying alone, and she knows that her house is still intact and she wants to go home now. But when she's at assisted living, my uncle was telling me she's getting along beautifully, talking to people. She's been isolated for 12 years. She's been even more isolated since COVID. All of the friends that helped her originally have died, moved in with family, or moved away because of the crime that she lives in, the crime area. So it's in her best interest. And I felt really good about the move until the recent phone call. So I need to know, how do I, what do I say to her? Because I can't make her understand she is not capable.
I think it's more a matter of what you say to yourself. Okay,
yes.
You know, it,
I'll
address your question, but I'll explain why I said why it's more important to look at what you're saying to yourself. Because, so the reason that she's saying all this stuff to you, you know, I mean, it's look, it's hard to lose our independence, right? It's hard, even the appearance of independence. Even if I'm not capable of taking care of myself, reckoning with that is really hard, and it is easier to get mad at somebody else than it is for me to grieve the loss of that independence and that self-efficacy, right? And so even though she's getting along well with the people there, even though that she's better off there, her health is, you know, better there, she's being well cared for there, you know, in spite of all of those things, you know, she's grieving that loss of that independence and that ability to take care of herself. And but rather than facing that head on, it's just easier to be mad at you. And so what I need you to do is reinterpret everything she's saying to you as if she's saying, you know, this is really hard for me to know I can't take care of myself and to know that I had to leave the place that I was familiar with and comfortable with. Just hear that and be empathetic, but don't take it on as if you've done something wrong. And you're probably not going to be able to convince her, right? You can say, I would suggest not addressing what she said. Don't argue with her about it, right? Because the more you try to convince her, the more she's just going to hear and doesn't get it. And then she's just going to lay it on thicker. So what you need to be doing is not addressing the content of what she's saying, but rather empathize with the emotions behind it. And simply, when she stops, you know, when she stops yelling at you or she stops complaining at you, then you say to her, you know, I'm so sorry that this has been such a difficult adjustment for you. I love you and I want what's best for you, but I understand that's really hard to see. And just let it sit. Just let it sit. You'll be surprised at the impact that can have. She might even say, oh, you don't love me. I understand that you're upset, and I understand why you're upset, and I'm really sorry that you're struggling with this. It's very hard to feel like you can't take care of yourself or that you can't be. I understand how frustrating that must be for you. Just empathize with it, but don't take it on. Don't try to explain yourself. Don't try to defend yourself. Don't try to convince her of anything. Just keep empathizing. And then, to go back to the first thing I said, you need to change your internal dialogue. Get away from the trap of thinking that if I can't convince her to pat me on the head for this, then I must have done something wrong. I'm not suggesting you did this to get a pat on the head. What I'm saying is that a lot of times we feel like if somebody's mad at us, unless we can convince them to not be mad at us anymore, we have to feel guilty. That's not true, right? You've done a good thing. You acted in her best interest. You even found a place where she can be with her brother. And in fact, she's thriving there. Yeah. You see that, right? So don't take the fact that she's mad at you as a sign that you've done something wrong. Change that internal dialogue.
You take it as a sign that she's going through grief reaction. You know, I mean, she had to evacuate from her home. She's watched her neighborhood go downhill and be dangerous for her. She knows she's heading into the last years of her life. It's a grief reaction. And just as if we were to approach a loved one that we have who's experienced a death in, you know, that's close to them, there's nothing we can do to convince them that grief is not worthy of grieving.
Right?
Yeah, they're experiencing a grief reaction. That grief reaction isn't your fault, Anne. You've done everything that you can do. But you have to let her move through the grief reaction and find her place of peace. And you've done everything you can to set her up for finding that
peace. So don't defend yourself. Don't fight it out with her. Don't try to convince her. Just empathize with the feelings behind the comments and change what it means inside your head so that the conversation with yourself is different and you can stop saying to yourself, unless I can convince her to see the good that that I've done here, then I have to feel bad about myself, because that's really a lie from Satan. Thank you for the call, and I hope that these comments will help point you in the right direction. And if there's more we can do to support you, don't hesitate to reach out to us again here on the program. 877-573-7825. We are taking your calls about guilt today, in particular unhealthy guilt that we call scruples, which holds us back from our ability to make change, to heal wounds, to receive God's forgiveness and freedom. If you are struggling with that and would like to break the chains of scruples and unhealthy guilt in your life, let's talk it out. 877-573-7825. As we head out to our break, our scripture of the day comes to us from Romans chapter 8, verse 1.
There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
This is a powerful verse, but I think a lot of people really struggle to know what to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. You know, and you think about that and you say, well, wait a minute, what about the fact that we are all sinners and we have all done things that are hurtful to our relationship with God or with others? Should we not be condemned for that? Is God not pointing that out to us? Well, of course he is. God points out those sins to us. He sends the Holy Spirit to convict us of the things that we've done wrong. But that conviction is not condemnation. And what's the difference? Well, we struggle with the difference a lot of times because when we were growing up, our parents did condemn us rather than teach us what to do. They said, shame on you for doing that thing. I can't believe you.
Just stop it.
They make us feel awful for having done something wrong.
It's not their fault. They didn't know how to parent any better, but that's not the kind of parent that God is.
No, but like a good parent, Jesus views our sins not as something that we must be punished for, but as something that we need to be healed of and as an opportunity to teach us what to do differently. So rather than condemning us when we do something wrong, he forgives us, he heals us, and he tells us what to do instead. That is what healthy guilt sounds like.
You know, I just have to add this, and it's so trite. So everybody just stick with me and forgive the triteness of this analogy, because it's trite, but I'm hoping it will help. Anybody watch Bob Ross? Right? When something goes wrong in a painting with Bob Ross, he calls it a happy little accident, and he changes it into something beautiful. Well, even when we've gone beyond an accident into sin, when we give it to Christ, when we are in Christ Jesus, when we are invested in a relationship with him, when we are working toward that better relationship with him, he transforms anything we've done, whether we've had a little accident or whether we've tried to annihilate the painting he's working on with us, into something beautiful. We just have to move into that grace of that idea of Jesus can teach us how to transform our lives.
So let the Lord transform your sins into happy little trees.
It's too trite. I don't want that to be what everybody comes away with.
Oh, it's what everybody's going to come away with.
I want a visual of God can transform.
We might as well just end the show now.
I'm just going to take 2 seconds before we go to break. I remember when our oldest, who is now, among other things, a graphic artist, was very little. We had one car, and you did 2 or 3 masses on a Sunday. You were the music minister. And we'd go, and I'd sit while you practiced and practiced and practiced with the choir for over an hour with him. We weren't in mass, we were in rehearsals, and we would draw and just sit there and draw together. And if he made a mistake, he'd want to just crumple up the paper and throw it away and be upset. And I would always say, now, wait a second, let's look at it. Do you see another thing you can bring out of this? Look at how you drew this. I actually see sort of a dog in this picture that you're drawing. Can we turn these squiggles into a dog? And I helped him calm down, realize there was no point in just throwing it away, and actually transform his work into something he was happy with, and it was beautiful, and it blessed him. God transforms us.
So when St. Paul says in Romans 8:1, our scripture of the day, that there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, that's exactly what he means.
Mm-hmm.
He means that when we bring our sins to Jesus, he doesn't smack us upside the head and say, you know, straighten up and fly right. He says, let's see what we can make of this together. Let me show you where to go next so that you can heal the damage that was done and live more abundantly in the future. That's what we want you to take from this show. 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue with your calls coming up after the break.
College football is back this fall. Hailing from sunny Southwest Florida, the Ave Maria University Gyrenes will take on their Sun Division opponent for exciting and hard-hitting football. All games can be live streamed by going to avemaria.edu and clicking on the live stream football button. This Saturday, the Gyrenes visit Kentucky Christian. Game time at 1:30 p.m. Tune in for great college football played by an authentic Catholic university. avemaria.edu. More to Life is underwritten by the following nonprofit organization. Real Estate for Life. Buying or selling your home or business property? Real Estate for Life can connect you to one of 900 pro-life real estate agents around the world. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 80% of the referral check to Ave Maria Radio and Students for Life. More information at realestateforlife.org or 877-LIFE-US1. That's realestateforlife.org.
CMF Curo is a Catholic healthcare ministry providing families nationwide with a better solution centered around whole health, spirit, mind, and body. Our members share their medical burdens within a faith-filled community. At CMF Curo, our members have access to a spiritual director, concierge services, and other health and spiritual resources. Find out if CMF Curo is a better solution for your family. Visit MyCatholicHealthcare.com. That's MyCatholicHealthcare.com.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria mutual funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria mutual funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria mutual funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and our show today is titled Got Guilt? As we help you overcome that tendency to get stuck in unhealthy guilt and be unable to receive God's mercy, forgiveness, and freedom. Let's go to our next caller. Lisa, who's up?
We're talking with David, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Michigan on 990 AM WDEO.
Hi, David. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Oh, hi. So thankful you guys got me in. Folks, I want to say that this past year, it's church, it's EWTN, I'm the Maria Ray that's just keeping me afloat. My situation is my uncle is he's in the hospital. The family can't see him. And you know, like I say, this is my opinion, but you know,
he's in the hospital, and the family can't see him because of COVID restrictions or something else.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Go ahead. And, so, what can we do for you, David?
Okay. My personal makeup is, in my opinion, you know, I see what bothers me, I think, you know, the validity of the election, and I feel that
let's focus on your uncle.
We have very little time, so I want to be able to help you heal.
So you told our screener that you're really feeling guilty that you can't see him. So what is it that we can do to help you here?
I just feel it's a faulty administration that I can't see him, and I'm just ripped inside.
Well, so what you're doing is you're focusing on what you can't do instead of what you could do.
Yeah, right? I mean, nobody's disagreeing or making, you know, a conversation about that with you, but what we're saying is when we get caught up in the outside, the things we can't do, we're letting Satan bind our hands.
So, at the very least, two things. I want you to reach out to either the rest of the family or even the nursing staff and see if it's possible to do a Zoom call with your uncle and at least be present to him that way. I don't know what kind of health he's in. If he's not, you know, if he's not able to receive that call, then making sure that you're writing to him and sending him cards.
Or if he's totally unconscious at this point and you know you can't reach out, suggest a Zoom call with the whole family to pray for him together. Just even 10 minutes of saying, let's get together as he's passing from this world to the next and take some time and pray for him and have some time together in our grief.
You know, one of the things that Satan really is doing in our culture right now is that he's gotten us all addicted to outrage. And you know, when we become outraged by all the things that those people have done or are doing, it stops us from seeing what God is asking us to do to be a blessing to the people in our lives. And so, you know, David, I just want to gently challenge you on this. I'm not saying that there aren't injustices. I'm not saying that there aren't things wrong. I'm not saying that that we don't wish the political situation was different. That's all true, but it's got nothing to do with your uncle. And kind of is being focused on all of that instead of how can I be a blessing to my uncle? How could I be a blessing to his children or the rest of the family who loves him? What can I
how
do
can I
to
draw
ease,
our family together through this time of great distance
what
and injustice and pain?
To ease the burden of everybody? What can I do to be a blessing here? That's what your focus needs to be on, not how they are stealing all your power to stop you from doing the thing you want to do. So really focus your attention on what you can do to be God's gift to your uncle, to the family, to be a blessing in whatever ways are still available. And ask, if you don't know, start asking God and asking the rest of the family what you could do to be helpful. Because between the two of you, God and the family, you'll figure it out. Thank you so much for your calls, folks. It's been a pleasure spending this time with you. And if there's more we can do to support you, don't hesitate to reach out to us through our website at CatholicCounselors.com, where you can learn more about our online recovery program, Connected, which is all about healing from pornography and connecting with God's plan of love for your life. That's at CatholicCounselors.com, as well as more about the book that we were speaking about today, Broken Gods, Hope, Healing, and the Seven Longings of the Human Heart. All there for you at CatholicCounselors.com. Have a blessed day, folks.
You've been listening to More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popcheck. More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Our producer is Dan McGraw. For copies of this program or for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.